Everybody's talking about it.
I when I came in this morning,
because when people cheat, people get riled up.
Well, I was telling Nelly, man. I mean, when I came in this morning and I was watching Entertainment Tonight, it was like one of those things. And who doesn't glance by that show most of the time at night? Because it's like, oh, what's going on in Hollywood, man? If you're Tiger Woods, it's like I'm embarrassed.
Leave
I gotta put a blanket over my face. I just want to go away. And they had Robert Shapiro, you know, the famous attorney from the O.J. Simpson
trial.
Cases, right? He nailed exactly what's going on here because they asked him about it and he goes, you know, I don't know whether he's guilty or not guilty or what really went on. And really, we probably will never find out because they're playing it exactly the way that you play it. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable for him for the next week, two, maybe a month. Then the next big story will come and it'll all blow over.
Well, the woman
was like, wow.
The woman in question is still apparently, last I heard, is still claiming. She's still denying that they had an affair. So why did she lawyer up?
Ooh, because you know what her history is?
She's a
gold digger.
Monger.
Well, she's a gold digger. So
David Boreanaz, is that his name?
That's just one. Derek
Alex
Jeter.
Rodriguez.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up because
she's a Yankee fan.
All right, well, here's the deal, man. Derek Jeter for years has been rumored to have the HERPES1 virus. Okay, and I mean, and it is from a lot of people that have dated him have said this about him. If this is true, because she readily admits she dated Derek Jeter, which means in that world, they slept together. If Tiger slept with her too, you're following what I'm saying,
sure,
here, right?
That's never going to come out into the light of day.
Maybe they had protected themselves.
Derek Jeter never thought it was going to come out in the light of day either. Think about it.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest has been linked to this girl.
Oh, so she's a professional beard as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
She's one of those girls that every move she makes is to try and get in the press and be seen with somebody famous.
Here's one for the what if column. And I understand it looks pretty bad. What if they didn't have an affair? What if they didn't have anything happen between them and all of this is going on? What if? It's like, wow, Tiger's really getting raked over the coals right now. I'm just saying, if,
sure,
because she's still saying they didn't have an affair. She's willing to take a polygraph. If they didn't have an affair,
then what's it all about?
Exactly.
I was just going to say, what's going on?
Let's play that game. Let's call it what if. And what do you think? Our phone number here is 1-888-733-5105 because you bring up a great point. If I were Tiger and nothing went on, I certainly wouldn't be hiding. I'd be playing in my golf tournament. I'd be out in front of everybody and say, look, here I am. Come and get me if you've got it.
It's like I said about the Michael Jackson thing. There are certain things that somebody accuse you of. If you didn't do, you come out fighting and you fight till your last breath because look, there are some things that you'll say, okay. But man, on something like that, if you didn't do it, you got to fight it out.
Although there's those celebrities that are up at this level that are so high up that are like, the school of thought is just don't address it. You're above it. Don't address it. It's nobody's business. And a lot of people, I mean, that's how those celebs live.
What happened to your face? Nothing.
It was a car accident.
Yes.
Is that a 9? No, it's a 6.
I have a Titleist emblem on my dashboard. Yeah. I hit that.
All right. Our number is 1-888-733-5105. We want you to chime in. We will chat next.
It's Nelson and Terry featuring Stacey Lynn. Mornings on 105.1 The Bud.
It's Christmas again.
L-E-I-F.
You know what? Tiger could have just had one of those snap moments. Who knows? We will get into those, our own version of the snap moment. 6:20 this morning, you're invited to chime in. I definitely snapped yesterday.
Your window wasn't broken by a golf club, though. It was your cell phone.
We will get into it at 6:20. So let's break this out for a second, because there are a couple of things we talked about in the 5 o'clock deal. Originally, they said that Tiger crashed into the fire hydrant and then the tree, and they said, well, he could have been going as fast as 30 miles an hour, but the airbags didn't go off, so they're not sure. When you look at the length of his driveway, it's not one of those super long mansion-y driveways.
He would have had to start it in the backyard to get up to 30 miles an hour.
Unless there's an invisible ramp there that you can't see from the helicopters where he parks his car in a big downhill.
Well, maybe that's because, you know, when he left, he was angry and he punched it, and it
It still wouldn't be at 30 miles
zero
an hour.
Zero to 30 in how many seconds in an Escalade? No?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get to that speed.
Well, the thing I find interesting is no matter which way this scenario goes, the golf club is somehow involved, which I think she threw through the back window as he was leaving in a huff.
And after then continue to happened, whack him.
After whatever happened in the house, and then that so distracted him and freaked him out that he swerved and hit stuff.